Where would I be?
You'd say I'll.
I'll be waiting on you at Mid-City Drug or at Kessler's Dime Store or at Rosenbloom's Outlet.
Is there a place in town where you can check books out?
Yeah, there's a library, but it's not right in town. It's out.
That's
yeah, on the edge.
A place where you can mail letters?
Post office. But I usually, all our drug stores and frontier stores and dry goods stores, and what we call the dime stores on the main street, and the bank is one of them's, two of them's on Main Street. But I usually, if I'm going to meet like now, my sister-in-law, she don't drive, and she will catch her, call her cab and come to town on the weekends, and she'll call and tell me she's going to be in town if she's planning on spending the weekend with me. And I'll say, well, I'll pick you up. Where will I find you? And she'll tell me, now they've got a little cafe they call the Green Rail. And a lot of times she'll tell me, said, well, I'll be in the Green Rail because I didn't have breakfast before I left. And I'll be in there, Green Rail, because I'll get my lunch in there. And last weekend, she was at the beauty shop, and she had to go home, and she's going to come back down here, and she said, are you coming to, I said, why don't you just stay and go to town with us, and I'll carry you up there, and she said, well, I've got Aunt Ella with me, and she said, I'll go on home, and said, I'll come back to town, and I said, well, now where will I find you at? And she said, I'll be over there about 11 o'clock, where will I find you? She said, I'll be in Rosenbloom's dry goods store. Well, when Joe died, we had the biggest size Buick. It was a late model, but it was power steering and power brakes. A pretty car, but I was always afraid of it. And so, and we had the little VW, but I never had driven it none. And it had floor shifts. I learned on that kind, but I never did like them. And so I was afraid to drive the Buick. And that was one of the things that Joe asked me not to do, was to keep the Buick.
Mm-hmm. He wanted you to?
He wanted me to sell it, get rid of it. He said it was too big for me and was afraid me to drive it. In fact, he didn't say it, but I guess if he'd told the truth, he'd have said he was afraid me to drive any, because the roads has changed so much since I had drove any. But anyway, I got Gary to sell the Buick for me. And this one is automatic, but it don't have the power steering and the power brakes. And
now last night when you were talking to me, you said the boys wanted you to sell the car. They wanted you to
get a smaller car. And
he said they wanted you to. You didn't have it anymore. You had sold it. It'd been taken away.
I got scared to drive it. The only thing is because they're so dangerous, because if you pair brakes, if you don't know how to use them, you can throw yourself or a passenger through the windshield.
And for that reason, you decided to get
a straight.
Smaller.
Littler car.
Mm-hmm.